Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Life in the North Woods continues to fly by. Here we are, rounding the last curve of November, with the final segment of year 2013 and the holiday season barreling down on us once again. After a brief serving of winter early in the month, the past week has seen the Great Northern Express step back in wimpy favor of some gusty warmth from the south. Our beautiful white decorations have succumbed to dripping ooze, slush, and mud. Guess we'll have to start all over again when the old man of the north decides to show some courage. Speaking of gloomy days in month 11 at this end of the trail, we've had more than enough for many folks. Our daily conditions recently seem to be quite Seattle-like. The gloom managed to hang over the territory so that we didn't get much of a look at the full freezing over moon last weekend. So the drama of a full man in the moon gleaming down on our crystal white forest was pretty much a bust. Perhaps as we turn the corner into December, month 12 would favor us with a brighter opportunity. Silence is golden throughout the neighborhood now that the installers of our soon-to-be fiber optic opportunity have called it a construction season. The last broadband worker here at Wildersmith said he believed we'd be up and buzzing sometime in the spring. I'll be surprised if that happens, with many connections yet to be completed. I'd bet on maybe a year from now. The only real outdoor work going on around here is continued winter planning by the red squirrels. The mini rodents have spent weeks cutting literally thousands of seed cluster fronds out of the white cedar treetops. Now they're in the business of collecting and stockpiling them in various locations about the yard. I found three different caches that look like they've been raked up by some human, all neatly bunched in a heap. I know for sure there has been no such raking conducted by yours truly, so it's their work. I haven't noticed this warehousing mode previously by the rodent gang. They surely have been doing it before, or perhaps have had some in-service workshop on new squirreling away methodology. Whatever the case, there seems to be enough in the readiness to feed an army of the little red beings. Come to think of it, there is an army of them, based on the declining level of my sunflower seed barrel. I'm seeing little sign of deer activity in this neighborhood thus far. However, local deer hunters tell of increasing movement into the area late in firearm season, week one. The first few days of the pursuit season apparently provide almost no sightings in this neck of the woods. It sure makes me wonder where they go during the summer, when one sees few of any. Guess they're gone to meadows, everyone. Then again, how do they know when it's time to come back? It would sure seem they might want to rethink the scheduled return until after the close of the shooting season. With bare ground reappearing from the snow meltdown and plenty of natural feeding opportunities for the avian crowd, it's intriguing that the little winged folk are so excited to see me when I venture outside. Several chickadees and red-breasted nuthatches have flocked to land on my head and or hands looking for a seed handout. Maybe they find me less threatening than the blue jay bullies of the feed trough. Whatever their motive, it's so energizing to be wanted. Meanwhile, a couple of those Minnesota chicken birds evoked a startled shock for yours truly a few days ago. They flushed from a late afternoon perch in an apple tree near the path to my upper storage building, momentarily scaring the devil out of me. I don't know who was surprised the most, but after my heart returned to normal beating, it was something of a laugher. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on, and savor the season of giving thanks around the Northland.